living for today with an eye for tomorrow. This is the Voice of Vision broadcast.
I will rejoice in the Lord. I will be joyful in God my Savior, for He is good. For He is good. I will rejoice.
Now, here's our teacher, Pastor J.D. Hatfield.
Well, hello there, friends. Once again, this is Pastor J.D. Hatfield of the Riverside Christian Fellowship in Hernando, Florida. As always, as we say every day, because it's true, you can find us on the web at voiceofvision.org. You can hear any of these daily programs with the text and audio right there on the front page. You can hear this week's sermon from Riverside Christian Fellowship right on the front page. You can hear archives of the sermons or the text messages or the audio right there from the top button. You can hit the daily blog. That would be the text and the audio. Vision Radio, just for the audio, or sermons right there. There's a button there for Riverside Christian Fellowship to find out times that we have services and the ministries and the missionaries we support and all of that. There's books and articles and other such things on there. Lots to do, updated every single day in one way or the other, right there at voiceofvision.org. You can email me, Pastor JD, at voiceofvision.org, or if you are listening to the radio station now, that we're on, or you want to send me some email, snail mail, 7771 North Carl G. Rose Highway, 7771 North Carl G. Rose Highway, Hernando, Florida, 34442. Just put that in care of Pastor J.D. Well, so we're going to talk about a subject today that can be kind of controversial. Once we think our way through it a little bit, you'll see the point that I'm getting to. But we'll call today's message, In the Spirit. In the Spirit. Let me go ahead and read from Philippians chapter 3 here, and I'll start in verse 1, and I'll go through verse 3. Finally, my brothers, rejoice in the Lord. To write the same things to you is no trouble to me, and it is safe for you. And I read that verse just to say to you that, you know, you might think you've heard some of this before, but it's not tedious for me to do it again, and it is safe for you. And so, even if you do know some of this, why don't you make sure you review it and get a good grasp on it and be able to share it with other people? Or maybe you might hear some things you're not expecting today. That's what I expect to be true. It says, look out for the dogs, for the evildoers, for those who mutilate the flesh. And again, he's talking about people that say you have to be circumcised to be saved. And he proves it right here. For we are the real circumcision who worship by the Spirit of God and glory in Christ Jesus and put no confidence in the flesh. And so there's this whole idea, you know, in Galatians 5, the flesh lusts against the spirit against the flesh, and that sort of thing. Also, you see in Romans chapter 7 and Ephesians 4, Colossians 3, you know, there's this whole idea of being in the flesh or being in the spirit, you know, Romans chapter 8 and all of that. And, you know, we try to categorize it that way, and we make some category mistakes, and we really mischaracterize what we mean by that. So I'm going to clear a little bit of that up today. I'm not going to do everything on that today in just a little few minutes here. But sometimes I get a little tired of people saying, that was in the flesh or that was in the spirit. We're so worried about being in the flesh that we don't even realize if we're doing it biblically and for God that we are in the spirit, whether we feel like it or not. The fruit of the spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. That is being in the spirit. That's the fruit of the spirit. So Paul says, you know, doing these religious exercises, that's being in the flesh. And he says, we worship God in the Spirit. He points to the truth that the true Israel, the true people in the Spirit, the true Christians are the ones who are circumcised in their hearts. In their hearts. I'm going to read some verses here from Romans chapter 2 first. Verse 28 says, no one is a Jew who is merely one outwardly. And again, he's trying to talk to Jews about being elect and about Christianity and all that. So he's comparing it to, you know, Judaism. You know, we're spiritual Jews. It says, no one is a Jew is merely one outwardly, nor is circumcision outwardly and physical, but a Jew is one inwardly. And circumcision is a matter of the heart, by the Spirit, not by the letter. His praise is not from man, but from God. And he goes on in Romans 4:12 to say that about people walking after the faith of Abraham. Those are the true circumcision, whether they've got it or not. Because that was the, you know, Abraham was God's man before there was circumcision. In Romans chapter 9, verse 6 through 8, I'll read. And it says, "But it's not as though the word of God has failed, for not all who are descended from Israel belong to Israel, and not all who are children of Abraham just because there is offspring. But through Isaac shall your offspring be named. This means that it is not the children of the flesh who are the children of God, but the children of the promise are counted as offspring." And of course, Colossians 2:11. You're saying, what does this have to do with this in the spirit, in the flesh thing? It has something to do with it. I'm going to be getting into that. Colossians chapter 2:11 says, "In him," that's Christ, "also you were circumcised with a circumcision made without hands, by putting off the body of the flesh, by the circumcision of Christ." And so he's talking about being in the spirit and not in the flesh. And, you know, there's people that say they want to worship in spirit and in truth, you know, like Jesus talked to the lady, the woman at the well there, you know, in John 4:24. And you got to have truth, he says. You know, you think that you're worshiping God on that mountain, but the Jews know who they're really worshiping. But it really is about spirit and truth. Again, I'm not talking about individual styles and things like that. You got to realize that God created individual taste and culture, and that music style and all that isn't what is important. But the substance of our devotion and faith towards Him is what is important. So that's what part of what Paul means by having no confidence in the flesh or confidence in external rituals, which Jesus has done away with. Rituals such as circumcision is obviously not worshiping in the Spirit. That's what I wanted to get to first. You know, worshiping God in the Spirit does not mean using spiritual gifts either, or a way of doing things. It's a way of not doing things, in a sense. It is worship aided by the Spirit, yes, but it means heart matters, not outward show. Remember, at the end of the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus is talking to people, and they say, "Lord, Lord, didn't we cast out demons? Didn't we prophesy in your name and do many mighty works?" And he says, "I don't know you. Depart from me, you worker of iniquity." And so it's about what's in the heart. You say, "Oh, well, you know, God, He knows my heart." Yes, but does He have your heart? If you're not following the Word of God and you're calling that in the Spirit, folks, that's not true. An experienced wise man once wrote that many men of God have grieved over the same thing he has. He said, "As a pastor, I again and again observe folks who could never be content in a church that seeks to be Christ-centered and to preach the Word if it doesn't engage in certain peripheral activities. They can't feel the Spirit without certain worship styles, entertainments, playtimes. For them, feeling the Spirit, not preaching Christ, is the be-all and end-all." That's what I'm talking about today. People say, "Oh, it's not in the Spirit. It's a dead church. We've done a series before on why you have to go to church, and one of the recent broadcasts was the Church of the Living Dead." And, you know, people talk about a dead church, and they mean cold and formal, or not like they think and all that. But they don't even know the Word of God. Because a live church is one where people are dying to self. And happiness, friends, is not necessarily holiness. And jubilation is not necessarily God's joy. It can be good to be fervent and on fire, but it's got to be for the right reasons. And just because people don't get as excited as you and don't lift their hands does not mean that they're dead. And just because people do get excited and lift their hands and run around doesn't mean that they're alive. That's the truth. People talk about being in the Spirit, and people just seem bored with the Bible and casual with Christ. What they want to feel is what they call the anointing. Again, I call it sometimes the annoying. It's as if it's anything other than Christ Himself, you know. People think being in the Spirit means some sort of mystical feeling or extraordinary emotion. They'll even point this out to others, you know, telling of times when something or someone was, you know, in the Spirit or in the flesh, as if they have some modern-day detectometer. But that's not it. If they're leading you against true doctrine and all that, that's not in the Spirit. If they're leading you towards it, that is in the Spirit. Believe me, just because people aren't moving around and doing a lot of stuff does not mean the Spirit's not convicting people. The truth is what matters. You see, if some aren't smart enough or learned enough to be puffed up by knowledge, they'll point out the perils of being puffed up by knowledge. Many of these same people will be puffed up by their own imagination. leading them to believe they have some innate spiritual power of discernment. You know, that's my gift, is discernment. I can tell if someone's in the flesh or in the spirit. Well, I have the power of discernment too. I've got it by the Word of God. It's a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. And if you're not matching up with the Word of God, then that's not being in the spirit, friend. You say, oh, that's just so much head knowledge and not heart knowledge. No, friend. That's my heart and my head getting together. It's really one and the same if you think about it. Too many people think they can just feel if something is being fleshly or spiritual. Now I know when you get to be a salty saint, you get to understand some things. And, you know, in the milieu of life, your biblically informed conscience can kind of prick you. And, you know, people call that a check or whatever. I'm careful with that language, but, you know, it is where sometimes we can't put our finger on something like that. And we know it's just not right, and we have to investigate. But we ought to investigate and not just say, well, you know, that was in the flesh. We're so afraid to be in the flesh that we never do anything, never attempt anything for God because we're afraid we're not going to be in the Spirit. You know, again, some people feel like they can just tell whether something is, you know, fleshly or in the spirit, like they've got a, you know, a decoder ring or something. It's funny how these types always seem to fall prey to every fad that comes down the pike. And of course, they'll have some moral failure or something like that, and they'll say it was about that rather than the fact that the doctrine was bad in the first place. Isn't that always what happens with these big revivals sometimes, you know? I said always and sometimes, but you know what I mean. Seems like it happens every time. Everybody gets excited, goes to a different town, thinks that things are great, and then it dies out. They say, oh no, but it was really good, it was really good, but there's no lasting fruit. There's no real healing there. There's some emotional catharsis and all that, but it was just a fad. Friends, you need to rejoice about Jesus and forget the show. You got to get back to justification by faith, you know, being declared righteous. And sanctification will follow. Everything follows from the gospel, the implications of the gospel. The reason some have to try everything under the sun is they fail to focus on their justification. It's not that big of a deal for them. But that's what sanctification, you know, growing in grace flows from. 1 Corinthians 1:30, He's been made to us wisdom and righteousness and redemption and sanctification. People treat their salvation as a common thing, and they believe spiritual worship to be something other than the simple adoration of Christ. But that's what being filled with the Spirit and being in the Spirit is, you know, the fruit of the Spirit and walking by the Spirit and walking in liberty, yes, but it's not some form of feeling. It's knowing the truth and doing the truth. And that means you have to have a biblically informed conscience. It means you've got to get in the Word of God. It's not apart from the Word. The Word and the Spirit are one. Again, people treat their salvation as a common thing, and they believe spiritual worship to be something other than the simple adoration of Christ. But the Holy Spirit has the role of pointing us to Christ as our all in all. And sometimes we can have a feeling like that, but where does it leave once we walk out those doors? How about a week from now, 2 weeks from now, if some book, if some music doesn't get you into the Word of God where we know He has spoken, then friends, that's not in the Spirit. That's just getting you excited. Excitement's good, but that doesn't mean it's in the Spirit. But if something's pointing you to Christ as your all in all, living out the implications of the gospel, spreading the wealth of grace, as it were, when that is happening, then we are in the Spirit. Well, I hope that you took this message in the Spirit that it was intended to be given. That's all the time we have today for the Voice of Vision broadcast. This has been Pastor J.D. Hatfield. Jesus loves you. I do too. May God bless you. See you next time.
Oh, yes, I'm glad to know my life is here with Jesus. And that's where
see you next time on the Voice of Vision broadcast, where we are living for today with an eye for tomorrow.
And reveling with